shirts on. It's easy to see they don't travel much. I wish we had the whole company.
So do I, but he said he couldn't strip the North bare, not after the other troubles this winter, and Pargon might move, knowing him so far away. He did tell Arkelin to move the two veteran cohorts to the east and south limits, just in case. Val's got the recruit cohort at the stronghold. He's afraid that the evil powers will move with all violence.
And we have one cohort, said Pox quietly.
Doran smiled at her. And a paladin they didn't expect us to have.
And two marshals, perhaps more, if we're near a grange. That is, if we can catch up to them.
We will, said Doran. Those heavy warhorses won't make a third the distance we're making, and I dare say that red horse of yours could go even faster. Will you go ahead then, or stay with us?
Pox thought about it. For now I'll stay with you. He has the marshals with him. They will know, as I would know, if great evil is near.
For all you are a knight of Falk, Captain, I might be useful to you.
You know you are.
I tell you, Pox, I was never so surprised and relieved as when you rode up. It harrowed all our hearts to go without trying to free you, but he said no one must do anything for 5 days.
Pox nodded. That was necessary.
But when I thought of it,
Doran shook her head.
Fox's oath and gold. For anyone to be in their hands 5 days, and you...
It was necessary.
Pox looked over to Selfer, who had said nothing during all this. How's your leg?
It's well enough, said Selfer. The marshal took care of it before I rode north.
How long did that take?
I left, let me think, well before midnight, and by dawn the third day I was with the cohort. We marched the next dawn. They were ready, but let me sleep until dark, and the Duke, the King, had said to march by day only to Varela.
He didn't want the cohort too tired to fight, said Doran. We were to march out again at once. Selfer brought them in good shape, remarkable, considering the weather and all.
Selfer grinned and flushed.
At least we didn't get a thaw on that bad stretch, he said. I was worried when it turned foggy.
You see, Selfer, said Doran, all those things you must worry about if you're a captain, do you still want it?
He nodded, shyly.
Yes, Captain, I do. The more I do, the more I like it.
Doran grinned at Pox. He's been acting as junior captain to Arkelin and me both this past year, and he's good.
Selfer turned even redder. Pox remembered when she used to blush like that, and wondered how long it had been.
She looked back along the cohort, at faces she knew almost as well as those in Arkelin's cohort. All at once, she felt like racing the red horse along the road and singing. They were 6 days behind the king's party. They asked word at every grange, and at each the news was good. They had passed without trouble. Curious eyes followed them. Phelan's colors had not marched that way before. Pox saw the worried glances. Doran carried a royal pass, which she showed in every town, but the local farmers were clearly uncertain. That night, the cohort stayed in Blackhedge, sleeping a few hours in safety, but they were on the road again before daybreak. The towns rolled past. Now they said the king had passed only 5 days before. At Piri, they heard that his party had stayed over a day, because some of the royal guard mounts were lame. Doran muttered a curse, and Pox laughed, pointing out that they could catch them sooner. They had left 3 mornings ago. That night they pressed on, passing the grange at Dorton in the falling dark, and camping in a rough pasture far from any village. Pox would have ridden on after only a few hours' sleep, but felt she should stay.